And welcome back to Focus AM 760 WJR. Great to have you with us on this Detroit Economic Club Day. Detroit Lions, Rod Wood is on the stage with media. Sort of wrapping up the process of the draft, which is 1 week away, taking place down in Pittsburgh, a place where I lived for 3 years and know that city well, and they're going to do a great job hosting as we did right here in Detroit with a record crowd of 750,000. COVID hit 2019, 2020. Are we out of it? No. The workplace has changed. The way we work has changed. But being together and interacting with each other is perhaps the most critical element for most businesses to thrive. It's that face-to-face interaction, how people work. And much of that has to do with the evolution of the workplace, how the layout has changed, how walls have changed or the lack of walls have become part of it. Lori Pau, she is the principal and owner of NBS Commercial Interiors, does an incredible job in this space working with companies in a way. And you're part of the Detroit Economic Club. You're here. And the work that you do has really changed over the past several years.
It has. It has. Well, first off, I'm happy to be here.
It's great to have you here.
Being part of just this experience today and listening to Rod, and congratulations to him, right, on great retirement. But what we do or is similar to what they do in creating experiences for the fans that visit Ford Field all the time. And when we have a winning team, right, it feels a lot different. But that is really the goal of what we do for the workplace, is we create experiences for the people that are using those spaces.
Are we done evolving post-COVID, or are there things in the future where the workplace is going to continue to evolve and change how we come together and what we do? I just moved from OCM over to the Hudson Building. It's a dramatically different experience, but as you look at businesses and you talk to owners, and more importantly, you talk to folks that are working on the floor and in the offices, are we done, or is it going to continue to evolve?
Well, we are not done. This is going to be a continued evolution, and it has changed a lot post-COVID, and it's different for every single company. So it's not a one-size-fits-all, and it really is not about where you go to work. It's about the work that you're doing and supporting that through space. So it's looking at space where you can achieve privacy. It's looking at space where you can collaborate, learn, socialize, and creating an ecosystem that works for the company. And it really is understanding their culture and their brand and what they're trying to achieve. I will tell you, I was having a conversation at lunch with someone whose wife was just called back to the office, and she's been working remotely for years now, and she's not excited about it. But that's the challenge that we're having right now, is that you have business leaders that are trying to drive productivity and business results, and you have employees, right, who are really comfortable at home.
Sure. And my business is sports and entertainment, and of course that's a people together type of a business. Other folks have become very familiar and similar to or comfortable in being at home. So as you're looking at and talking with organizations and companies, how much of how people feel, that transition from home back to the office, the comfortability, how they feel, how they work, is that coming into play in the design of the work that you're doing?
It is. And I will tell you, people don't want to come back to what they left. They want to come back to something better, right? And so it really is, you know, business leaders' opportunity to earn that commute of their employees. And again, by getting them into the office, hopefully they're going to have different experiences than like what they're having at home.
Well, I'm an energetic, young, older person. I'm also working with a lot of folks where this is their first career job. They're jumping out and doing things, and the balance. Do you look at things of somebody that's maybe in their 20s and 30s versus 40s and 50s are going to approach the workplace different, and how do you make those two things meld together?
Yes, well, that's a very interesting question, and I will tell you, the younger generation that's coming into the workforce wants to actually be in the office together because they want that mentorship. They want that transfer of knowledge. It's kind of the people that are mid-career that are more so saying, I'd like to be at home versus in the office. And, you know, you had also referenced, like, you know, we have, you know, the boomer generation, and they're the ones that has all the knowledge. So, again, by getting people back to the office is going to help companies transition and transfer that knowledge.
Yeah, I think both ends of the spectrum want to feel, you know, valued, belonging, and maybe the folks in the middle are more, I just want to, you know, be happy.
Yes.
So I get all that. That's interesting. Companies are changing. I look in some of our buildings, and you're seeing constant change to the way the layouts are. Why do you think companies are spending so much time and investing so many dollars in creating the type of spaces people are working in today?
Well, I think, you know, it is an interesting question because a lot of people want to be at home, but people are really seeing that we get better results when we're together. And connecting the remote and the in-person is also a critical component of this. So it's not, again, one size fits all, but it's creating that ecosystem that really is going to help everybody thrive, and you get the business, and then you can get the business results that you're looking for by doing that.
All right, are you looking at it? This may be a question that is past, but shared space. And the reason I ask this is some companies went coming out of COVID and returned to work to, you folks work Tuesday, Thursday, you folks work Monday, Wednesday. And to have all that floor space that is only being used 2 or 3 days out of the week, maybe not, you know, not the best use of space and time.
Yeah. We've seen a lot of companies reduce their real estate, but now we're seeing a lot of companies calling people back to the office. So mm-hmm. it's a challenge, right? Because they've reduced the real estate. Now they don't have the real estate to actually put the people in. So we continue to work with them on that and make sure that we're maximizing the space that they have.
Also more space for dogs, because I'm seeing a lot
yes.
of dogs run around the office.
Yes.
It's bringing home to
exactly.
to work, right? So you're creating that flexibility. Are there some projects out there that we're talking with Lori Powell, NBS Commercial Interiors. Are there projects you're working on right now that are exciting to you, therefore would be exciting to those that are listening?
Yeah, well, I would say, again, we've worked on a project in the Hudson Building. That's a new and upcoming, I'm going to say, icon in Detroit. So we work a lot of times with the really large companies, but what I like to really celebrate is the nonprofits that we work with as well. And exciting project for us that we just completed in the last 6 months is the Kirk Gibson Foundation,
yeah.
Parkinson's Wellness Center. And again, kind of a passion project, but just knowing that we were able to create a space with inclusive design that really is benefiting patients with Parkinson's. And I will say this project has kind of come full circle for me. When we started the project, I didn't have as many connections to Parkinson's, and then midway through a family member was diagnosed. So it wasn't that I just got to work on the project, but also that I am going to be a partner in care potentially longer term. With the project.
Well, you can tune in to JR Sunday this Sunday at 9:32. Steve Anear is going to join us. He is the CEO of the Kirk
yes.
Gibson Foundation. So
we know Steve
great
well.
Tease right there. That
yes.
that was perfect. I can't thank you enough. I these events, Steve Gajorian does an incredible job of interacting. Events like this really make Detroit better because of the people you come in contact with. Rod Wood is amazing on stage.
Yes.
But the folks you talk to throughout this entire event, I'm assuming brings value to your company.
It's all about connections. Yeah. And I will say I moved to the area about a decade ago, and this has been such an impactful organization for me because I had to start over. I was from out of the area. I had no network here. And the business but also personal connections that I've achieved through the club have been phenomenal.
And then it's over time, over those 10 years, you developed the reputation that winning is the best marketing tool in sports. Your reputation is the best marketing tool. When you can get that second, somebody recommending you to someone else, that's the best marketing
for
feedback
sure.
you can get, right?
For sure.
Yep. Lori, thank you so much for joining us here. Lori Powell, NBS Commercial Interiors. I'll be interested in which offices. I'm wondering if you put my desk in.
I might have.
We're going to be back here on Focus coming from the Detroit Economic Club's look at the NFL Draft. That's coming up a week from today with Rod Wood and some great writers, including the one that's walking in now, Dave Burkett, with the Detroit Free Press. We'll be back. Thanks, Lori.